Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Mr. Lewis, where art thou? Writes commenter Daniel Reich a few days ago. Been reading your blog for years now, and it looks as though you have abandoned your post, so to speak. Please come back, Mr. Lewis. Let us bear witness to the unraveling together. Well, first let me offer an apology to you, Mr. Reich, and to all the other regular readers of the Daily Impact, all seven of you. It's not polite to cut off an ongoing conversation without explanation, and I should have handled my absence with more respect for you. I shall try to explain. Remember the old joke that asks, how do you immobilize a centipede? And answers by asking him which foot he leads with? A similar thing applies to writers. How do you block them completely? Easy. Just ask them, what is the point of writing this? Whether administered by a malevolent onlooker or by the unwitting writer himself, the immediate effect of the question is paralysis. That's what I did to myself earlier this year, more or less in mid-sentence. And not to quibble, Daniel, but I did not abandon my post. I've been sitting right here watching the cursor blink for 2 months, trying to answer the question. Here's what we never remember when we're trying and failing to answer a question. Usually, the problem is in the question. To illustrate, let me tell you about one of the few classes I took in college that proved to be of lasting value to me. It was an exercise in logic, in which we were to envision a squirrel hunter who sees a squirrel on the opposite side of a nearby tree. The hunter, in order to get a clear shot at the squirrel, begins to circle the tree, but the squirrel, to prevent the hunter from getting a clear shot, moves around the tree to keep it between him and the hunter. When both the hunter and the squirrel have described a complete circle, here's the question. Did the hunter go around the squirrel? The point of the exercise is that the question cannot be answered because it is flawed. If you ask, did the hunter describe a circle with the squirrel at its center? The answer is easy, yes. If you ask, did the hunter go from the squirrel's front to his side to his rear, another side, and back to his front? The answer likewise is easy. No. The answer is easy in either case because the question is well defined. Use the sloppy version of the question, and gridlock ensues. What is the point is not a well-formulated question. When I asked it again, I was seeing stories around the world that repeated themes and trends I had already written about many times. The slowing of world trade, the destruction of the oil industry, the continuing madness of financial engineering, the increasing destructiveness of climate change, and on, all real, all familiar, all ignored by the leaders of our civilization. What's the point of going on about it? To question the point of any activity, to ask what is the meaning of life or effort or achievement or the lack of it, is to unleash in the world a question that is so hideously vague as to be capable of derailing the most well-grounded of minds, let alone mine or yours. It depends upon what the meaning of meaning is, for heaven's sake. Even worse, such a question assumes that meaning can be not only understood, but conferred by the people now in the conversation. We worry that our lives turn out to be meaningful. As I have often put it, I would hate to reach the final act only to discover that I had been wasting my time. Who knows the universal definition of wasting time? Is eating a waste of time? Relaxing? Playing? Nor can anyone satisfactorily define the other side of the equation, the meaningful life. Is the life of a laborer lived with decency and compassion meaningful, or must one win the Nobel Prize, cure cancer, and get elected president? Who decides? We remember stories until we understand them. And all this time I have remembered, but not fully understood, the lesson of the squirrel. My endless attempts to assign meaning to my own life were as pointless, I eventually realized, as the sophomoric arguments about the squirrel. It was not the answer that needed to be refined. It was the question. It is not given to us to know whether or in what manner our lives or the activities of our lives have meaning. As we do not confer life upon ourselves, so we are not the arbiter of its quality. Life is the meaning. Work is the point. And they both continue as long as we have a pulse. And so, Mr. Reich, my thanks to you for calling me back away from the flawed and unanswerable questions to duty and to life. Let us bear witness together as best we can, and let the giver of life sort out what's the point. By the way, if you see the centipede, just murmur left front, and he'll be fine too. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.